All right, good evening, everyone. This is a Wednesday night meeting. We're kind of late. It's 9:50. Hoping that this meeting doesn't run too long. But it is the 9th of January, January 9th, 2019. And the meeting really is going to be on organizing and getting people reactivated. Okay, that's really the purpose of this meeting. Okay, so let me just kind of give a little breeze of what we're thinking on doing. And maybe we can brainstorm a little bit. Anybody have any ideas? But let me lay out what I'm thinking. And if people want to make a bullet point note and then come up with a few thoughts and ideas to add to that, that would be good. we're coming very close. We can see what's going on. We've gotten word from, that I believe are very reliable sources, okay, in the news, what do they call that news? Like
alternative,
X22. Alternative news. Yeah, there you go. So we're getting a lot of good stuff from that to understand where we are with the war against the deep state and the fact that we've got the upper hand in this situation by God's mercy. We are under the understanding at this point that there are military tribunals going on right now as we speak. They started in January 2nd is what we've heard. And however that's going to work, that's going to build up until the big name people are gotten taken down and dealt with. And whatever that plan is and whatever the time schedule for that is, I don't know. But that's up to really the people who are fighting this battle. And sometimes plan A don't work and you've got to go to plan B and time schedules are off and it is what it is. We at National Liberty Alliance understand that very much so because we've had a plan and we've tried many times to put timetables to it. And you just can't do it. You just can't figure things out. And for us, it requires accumulating enough of the knowledge that's required to do what we want to do, number one, organizing, number two, getting the membership up, and then getting people involved. We see a lot of people get involved. They're active for 6 months or a year or whatever, and then all of a sudden they disappear. But then other people come in. We always have people active, but we had a lot of people in the past who were active. If we can reactivate these people, we can really get out there and do some big business, grow very quickly, and totally be prepared to take control. But it's going to require people to put, to get out there and make a commitment to themselves and a commitment to their families, because that's what they're doing it for. They're doing it for their posterity, for their spouses, and of course your neighbor, and others. But we, the people, need to take control. When we look at the Constitution, and we look at the preamble to the Constitution, it becomes very clear on whose law we're talking about. Ultimately, it's the law of the land ultimately brings us to God. But the people who brought this together, it's we the people that form this perfect union. It's we the people that ordained and established this Constitution for our elected or hired government, okay? And people need to really understand what that means. You know, we get people, we hear that they're involved with us and then they kind of disappear and we hear, it's not really going anywhere. You see, they're getting impatient. There is no time schedule for this. We can't give up. I will never give up. And I hope we got a lot of people who have that attitude. I will not give up. I will get this accomplished. I will get this done, whatever it is that I have to do in order to bring this nation back under God again, ultimately, is the bottom line to everything, which is what America is, one nation under God. To define it as simple as possible, there it is. Because if our courts are not godly and full of justice, which is can only be of God, we can't have anything that would be beneficial to us in the way of liberty. There is no blessings of liberty. We're counting on that blessings of liberty, and we've commanded our government as part of the process and part of the authority and part of things that they need to be doing, okay, is to secure the blessings of liberty. You'll find that right in the preamble, secure the blessings of liberty. That's the job of government. They certainly are not doing that. But they can never do that and will never do that until we, the people, take control of the political process and the judicial process. And it's a very simple process. We spoke about it earlier. We speak about it on Mondays. You know, it's the committee man process, and it is the administrative process of the juries. Those are the two things, okay? On the one side, the committee man, it's a voluntary thing. Everyone should become a committee man once in their life. It's a two-year commitment, and it's about 40 hours a year, period. There's not a lot of time involved here, and there shouldn't be. You're active only when people are running for office and you're doing the interviews to see who we're going to walk the papers for. That's where our activity is, okay? So, and then watching the elections to make sure that they're being done lawfully and there's no cheating going on. And there's ways to do this. This whole thing has been laid out. It's a written process, okay? And, you know, how to run, how votes should be counted is written down in detail. Okay, but anyway, these are the things that we need to do. And on the administrative side, that's a full-time job. We need approximately 15,000 people across the nation. We do have about a little over 1,000, I don't know the exact number, but a little over 1,000 people who have made the commitment. But, you know, a lot of them don't seem to be active, but they made that commitment, and we need to wake them up. To get them ready. Now, in order to take over the courts, there's more of an education required than the people who are just getting into the committee man thing. But it's all about reading the book. It's all about taking a course. And, you know, if you take our course go through it, at the end of the course, you will be qualified. You don't have to remember all things. You just have to understand them. It gives you a whole new mindset, a focus, a restructure of the brain for things of liberty, things of the law, things of how government works, the structure of government, the structure of law, just to kind of just basically understand that. But as far as the law of the land is concerned, it's laws written in the hearts of men. It's very simple. God says it's over. He's written it in the hearts of men. New Testament, he's written it in our hearts. And so we know right from wrong. And so that's pretty simple. But in any case, we need to become educated. We need to understand what liberty is. Everyone needs to do this. So that's where our activity right now is. We're getting educated and getting organized to some degree. We don't want to fill your life up with meetings and things. We have a Monday night meeting. You can come to the Monday night meeting, or you can listen to the MP3 offline. And try to keep the update on what's going on. We make the announcements. We try to teach things there, and keep people up to par of what we're doing to some degree, or as much as we can. So the Monday night meetings are important. Everyone should come to the Monday night meetings. Okay. Now, as far as anything else, I really thought about this because there used to be a lot of meetings going on. Activity was good, but then you get a lot of people, you know, starting teaching and doing things, and they always go off course, and the next thing you know, people start leaving and whatever, and it becomes too focused on subject matters we shouldn't even be discussing. We got to stay on point. So this is what I'd like to do. I'm making a list, and we can take this list and expand it, but right now I only got a few things on this list. I've got national leadership. Jan, how many people in national leadership at this point that's on record?
I believe it's six.
Six. Okay. I'm going to pass the job to you, Jan, to get a hold of all six of those people and get them involved. Find out what's going on. Okay. That's going to be your focus that you have to get together with and get them involved in a leadership working with us. Okay. How many people? Didn't we used to have about 12?
We did at one time, yeah.
Okay, so let's call those other six too. So your job is to find these 12 people and bring them back into the fold, so to speak. Okay.
Yeah, I've been communicating with many of them, and that's not possible, John.
No. Okay,
like
I'll tell
Gary,
you what.
For example.
Well, let's do this. Why don't you and I do this together? I'll get on the phone. I want to talk to them. They'd made a commitment. We gave them a leadership role that they really wanted. It's the most highest leadership role with National Liberty Alliance, maybe second, of course, to administrators. And yet now they're bailing out on us. So I'd like to put their feet to the fire a little bit. So why don't you and I plan some time over the next couple of weeks, and we'll call each one of these individually. And maybe Gerard, if you've got time, you can pop in with us, okay?
Okay.
We could try to activate these people back to, you know, rekindle why they came to us, why they started working with us, why they believed in what we're doing, why they took a leadership role. Okay? Anybody else that wants a national leadership role or wants to put real time into it, get all the Jan. Okay, so that's one thing, okay? Now, we have new members, okay? Ron or Will, just want to confirm the fact that you are going to be contacting all new members, and you're working on that now, right?
If I'm in different.
Okay, so you know what your job is, and then from there you can just go into membership. We can work that out. We don't want to reduplicate ourselves, so you'll want to talk. Well, actually, you should be the guys pivoting all the work on a chart, because you guys have already charted out the different groups and people that we have to contact in the different categories. So we'll leave that up to you, and we'll why don't we connect over the next few days, you, me, and Jan, and try to make sure we're all on the same page and that we columnize all these people in a way in categories, okay?
Very good.
So new members is going to be contacted mostly by Ron and by Will. Okay, national leaderships, Jan, myself, and Gerard. We got people in the government by consent course. What we're going to do here is this. Every person here on tonight's meeting, tonight or tomorrow, okay, within the next 24 hours, I want you to send an email to Jan. His email is jan@nationallibertyalliance.org. Just send an email to him. In that email, tell him you were at the meeting, you're interested in participating in one of the categories. If you want to name the category, you can, because we're going to have a few other categories we're going to talk about. And give him, make sure in that email is your name, your phone number, your state, and if you want to name a category, fine. Okay? Those four pieces of information. Okay, and what we're going to and I'm going to talk to about what everyone's going to be doing and what we're going to be doing with that information. Okay, the next thing is government by consent course. Okay, anybody that is in the government by consent course, unless you're involved in a different group like Will and Ron, for instance, they're in the government by consent course, but they're going to be focusing in on new members, so they don't need to be focusing in on calling other people in government by consent course. We have over 1,000 people. Hold on 1 minute. Do you need me for something? Yeah. So in the government by consent course, we've got over 1,000 people. So we need to contact all those people. Try to get them. We're going to also list the key things we want to discuss, and we can get into more details later. But we want to keep it simple. You know, we want to encourage people to get the education. We want to encourage people to get active on the Monday night program. And we want to get people active on calling 5 people a week. Okay? That's what we're asking for everyone to do. Become educated, come to the Monday night program, and call 5 people a week. And we're not going to put any more burden on anyone than that, unless you want to put more of a burden on yourself. If you want to really torture yourself like Ron and Will, let us know. We'll help you torture yourself, and we'll pile all kinds of work on you. But anyway, all we're asking, 5 calls a day. You can partnership, which would be a good idea, and you know, we can have little meetings just so people can introduce each other, be introduced to each other, exchange telephone numbers. Well, we can actually do that and kind of combine things and send it out to people, and people can partnership with people, and 2 people can get on the phone to make a phone call to 1. And it might be easier. Maybe some people are better articulating. When one's saying one thing and the next thing's coming up, maybe the other person can respond. It's just helpful for 2 people working on a phone. We don't want to waste the people's time that we're calling. We want to get right to the point, who we are. We know who they were. You know, as a position or following a course or whatever it is that they were doing in NLA. They were active at one point. You know, find out why they're not active no more. Find out, you know, tell them, hey, maybe you can come help us fix the problem you think we have, you know. Some people might say, well, they're not going anywhere. They're not getting, you know, I feel like I'm wasting my time. Well, they're being impatient. If you can try to turn them around, fine. If you can't, you can't. But, you know, the point is that they should come in, help us figure out a way to solve the problem they think we have. They could do that by coming to the Monday night call. Okay. So the key thing, again, education, okay, getting everybody into the course, making sure they accomplish that, coming to the Monday night meetings, and call five people, and you can partnership with someone a week. Let's go to the next one, jury administrators. We have about 1,000 of them, a little over 1,000. So people in this room, some people may be jurors and administrators, and so, and they also may be taking the course, which they should be taking the government by consent course. So those people who are jury administrators who are running for it, they should be contacting other jurist administrators. And also, and again, as I said, you know, 3 points, you know, trying to get them reactive, education, okay, Monday night meeting, and working with you to call five people or more. If we can get, in a course of a month, if 20 people working the phones, or we've got a lot of people on the call, almost 70 people here tonight, so we've got a pretty big group. Let's take 70 people. If 70 people come working together, and each one of us can pull in five, let's say we contact five people, so 70 people, and let's say out of the five people we contact, let's see we can ask, let's say we get two people in. So 70 times two, okay, just made us 140 in 1 week. The next week, 140 people working together, educating, organizing, learning, coming to the Monday night meeting, working to call five people, and so 140 people, let's say, gets two more people in. That's 280. 280, let's bring three people in the next week. It's 840. In a month, we can have close to 1,000 people active, and that's if only, you know, two-fifths or a half of the people that we contact, less than half, two-fifths of the people respond. So that's what we're trying to organize. So, again, everybody on this call tonight, and we'll also, we've got a lot of names and phone numbers on the board here, and we can try to figure out who you are also and put you in a list, and hopefully everyone will contact us, and if we're missing a few, we'll contact you and see if we can get you involved. So, we'll work this out. Again, I don't want to put too much on Ron and Will, but maybe they don't mind because they've been working the charts and working the list and going through the numbers and the membership and getting the statistics of our members and percentages and doing a real big, good job on that. So they are really qualified to be able to put out the lists. And let's say two people come together and say they want to work together making phone calls. So we'll give you 20 people on a list. You only have to talk to five of those 20 people, okay? And maybe we'll kind of write this down. It'll be very simple. So of the 20, you start working, 1, 2, 3, let's say 3, 4 people out of the first 8 or 9, you get answering machines. Don't leave an answer. Don't leave a message. Just hang up and move on. But you want to connect with five people over the course of the week. I would say come together one evening a week and make the calls and until you get five done, and it may take you an hour or less, and it shouldn't take you long, okay? Next week you do another five. So everybody does five people, okay? And again, we'll write down again the key points of what we want to get across to the people. We want them to get involved Monday night. We want them to get ready to take power and authority. We want them to become educated. We want them to participate helping us by working with us, calling five people a week in a partnership way, okay? So if two people are working together, then you'd be calling 10 people. If you're working on your own, you're only calling five. And that's kind of the plan. It doesn't bog you down with meetings and again, sometimes you get people come in and run meetings and they just get way off base and they never get the real business done. We don't want to bog you down with spending lots of time calling people. But you know what? maybe your life is in a situation where you can only call three people a week. We'll take it. We'll take that. If you tell Jen I can only contact three people, fine. Okay? Well, again, probably Ron and Will be handling this. So that's fine. You can only call three, four people a week. That's great. And if you get a couple of those people in, maybe they can call five or six or seven people a week. If you want to call 10 people a week, God bless you. If you want to spend all week calling people, great. But we have to get out there. We have to organize and activate the people. The other thing we need to do, and everybody and anyone can do this, we'll announce this. We've announced it before. We're going to announce it again on Monday, and we'll announce it right here and try to bring it up as often as possible. We need to be interviewed, okay? There's lots of great groups out there, big groups. I certainly hope all of our membership is tuning in to X22 report. It's the most in-depth, intensive, information place you can go to, okay? And there's a few others, but that, you know, that is one of my main places. I never miss, news ever. Well, I do, but I may catch next day. I may get catch up on it because it's so informative. It's very in depth, very well done. But again, that's not the only one. We do have a list of other places, but let's take that place. Let's take just the X22. Okay, anybody can try to make contact with them and introduce them to National Liberty Alliance. Get them out to get the people on that particular YouTube broadcast out to look at us and interested enough in us to interview us. If we can be interviewed on something like X22, that would be huge because these people are well-informed, educated individuals. And at least in a certain way, you know, what's going on is being informed. Okay. Let me see if I can find this other page here. Goodness, where is it? News. I think that's it. Yeah, news. Okay, if you go to our news page, I hope it's here. Is it here? No, it's not on that page. Hang on a second. Why is it going
it's under
awfully
queue.
Slow? It's under Q? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, go to our Q page. Okay. And there's a list of places where you can go listen to, you know, different news. And these people here, we want to get on to their program. We want to be interviewed by these people, okay? X22 is one of them. You Are Free TV, we've been interviewed on You Are Free TV a few times. We've always gotten, the first time we had a really big surge in our membership. I think we had like about 20 people or something like that. That came in the first time. The second time, we got maybe a half a dozen or so, but that's good. Hey, half a dozen is good. And we got contact with them, and we'll contact them again and, you know, talk some more with them. Truth and Art TV, another really good one, okay? If people can make contact with this guy, I think it's Bernie is his name, if I remember, and he can interview us. We need to get our message out on what it is that we're doing, that we, the people, need to have government by consent, and we can only do that if we're educated. This is the place to come to get that education. This is the place to come to be empowered in those positions on your grassroots level. This is the message we need to get out, to take control of our courts, to take control of our political process. SGT is another one. Screen Hoopla is another one. Greg Hunter. We really need to be interviewed by Greg Hunter. Now, David Zubelik, he seems to focus in mostly on a lot of the human trafficking, but he does talk a little bit about other things. But why not contact him? Let's get a hold of him, see if he wants to interview us and teach his people. I'm sorry, excuse me. Introduces people to what we're doing here at NLA and how people can get this education. Now, that's just the beginning. You can call your local radio stations that maybe talk about these kind of things. Any kind of a radio station. There's all kinds of internet radio stations. But all the people, all of our membership should think about this. And when they come across a place that has a decent membership and they're talking about the things that's important to understand with the problems, to be informed about the problems of this country, and that they're being fixed and they're following and supporting Trump, those are the people we want to talk to. Make the phone call. Find out how to get in touch with these individuals. Make the phone call. Make contact with them. Introduce them to NLA. Tell them what it is we're doing in your own words. And again, you know, it's all about education, getting people prepared to take positions. Government by consent, that's the key thing. That's what we want to teach people, how to have government by consent. And so get us to get an interview. If you make that contact and the individuals that you contact are interested, and they like the idea, and they want to interview us now, well, you get the contact information, get it to Jan, and he'll set it up. Okay? So that's pretty much all I have to say. We'll have another list of a few other things. You know, we have state coordinators, for instance, that need to be contacted. If you're a state coordinator, maybe you'd be contacting state coordinators, you know? I don't know. But we'll work that out. We have county organizers that can be contacted. I don't want to bog down the call too much, but maybe there's another point we need to be made when we talk to people. Education, okay? Monday night meeting, involvement, helping us to re-energize five people a week by phone calling. And maybe there's another point that needs to be made here. I don't know. And that's it. So we'll go to Q&A. If anybody has an idea or something to add to this list or any kind of an idea or anything, hit star 6, get into the queue, and bring it up, and we'll hash it around a little bit. Star 6, anybody wants to get into that mic? Okay, let's take the first person, which is a Ricky from California. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, thanks for taking my question here. Actually, it's more of an observation on the website. When I browse the website, and I've been a member for about a year. I dropped membership probably about 6 months ago, reactivated again about 3 months ago. I already took one of the courses, which was the civics course. Actually, it was the civics course, and then I'm about halfway through the government by consent. And it's really good information. But what I wanted to do was try to get together with some more of the local people here in my county in California. So I went onto the site and went to the state coordinators, and there's two state coordinators for California. They both have phone numbers. But I'm hesitant about calling them. I don't know if they're active. One guy's name is Terrence, and the other guy I think is Matthew.
Okay.
So are we free to call those state coordinators?
Oh, absolutely. There should be. If there's phone numbers there, you're free to call them. And
okay,
and if they're not active, you should ask them why not. And you know, try to get them back into the game.
Okay. That I think would help, because most of us that are on the call now maybe just need a little bit more discussion
support.
With local support.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Local support.
Yeah, I agree with that. And you can always call Jan, okay? You know, send him an email or give him a call and ask for a list of other people in your county, and he can get you some phone numbers of people you can contact. And if they're kind of not active or whatever, you know, maybe you can meet with them, get some discussion going, get them reactivated, and get something going in your local, area. Look at we encourage very much grassroots communication.
Okay, great. I think that's going to be one of my first goals, is to contact some of these members right here in my local area that have numbers on your website and try to get them reactivated, get some meetings together, and try to build this locally. And then once I do get that established, I want to be able to get phone numbers from you guys to welcome new members and then work up some other strategy to build up new membership.
One of the problems we had in the beginning, and I wouldn't say in the very beginning, you know, we accumulated a decent amount of members, and then we started to try to get state meetings going. And, you know, I was pretty naive back then in some of these things, thinking, well, we can get county meetings going, get state meetings going, and we'd set up something with rooms where people can come together and talk. But the problems we were finding is a lot of the people who were taking control were getting off into a lot of this man on the land stuff and things that National Liberty Alliance is not teaching and really warning people to stay away from. Not that you shouldn't understand those things, because they have some validity, they have some reality. This stuff is true on what they're exposing and expounding. But you can't use that stuff to win anything or to gain anything. If anything, you're going to get yourself in more trouble trying to use that. We have a guy in Florida, you know, who went to jail, and he was an elderly guy. So, you know, jail isn't very comfortable for us elderly fellas, you know. So, and I don't know if he's still in jail. You know, that's because he played the man on the land stuff. We told him, the person that was advising this individual, we told him not to do this, and we wrote the papers for them, and they didn't use our papers. This other guy wrote the man on the land stuff, and this guy went to jail. He was actually on a grand jury, he was actually on a grand jury, this guy. And they really wanted to take them out, and they did. So, you know, we want people to stay focused, okay, on what it is that we're doing. Get educated, understand the system, organize, and understand. Look at the committee man. Look at the administrative process. Look at the things you need to learn and know, and think on those things. But anyway, with all these state meetings going on, it became more problematic than anything else. But I think the meetings that should be happening are the meetings that could take place in counties where people get together face-to-face once a month or whenever they want to do and get to know each other, because you need to know each other on a personal level. Discuss things, whatever you want to discuss. But the purpose of your meeting is to organize for the sole purpose of taking government back by consent and learning the things that National Liberty Alliance is teaching people in order to do that. And as long as you stay focused with that, and you can take your off conversations, you know, here or there, that's fine. And be careful and watch for the wolf who will try to take over the flock, because there'll always be someone coming in there trying to take control. It'll happen all the time in every county over and over again. Just watch out for that.
All right, we'll take care of that, and appreciate taking the call.
Thanks, Rick. Matthew. Actually, it's Victoria Matthews.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Yes, good. How you doing, Victoria?
Oh, pretty good. I just want to make one observation before I ask a question. I relatively support Trump, but I don't think that we should, or you should, bring it up, because some people go berserk when they hear his name. I think you don't want to say we're following one person. We want to say, well, he's got good things going, but we're empowering the people. I think that would be more the slant than going after one person or one actual party, don't you think?
Well, yeah, we're not political. We're not taking political positions.
We
must never take
about
political.
Get the word out to your Trump supporters. I just thought, well, okay, well, you know.
Well, there
I
are
just,
people that are Trump supporters. We definitely want those people. But you see,
right. But then, you know, some people might say, well,
We have to talk about the truth, okay?
No, I understand
the truth. We do know that there's a deep state. We do know that there's a New World Order movement. We do know that these people are trying to enslave the world. We do see a lot of the things they've done, the black flags and the different things that they've done in order to entrap the people and to close that curtain, an iron curtain or whatever you want to call it, you know, bring down the hammer. And so we have to talk. Those are true things. And there's only one person. There's only one person that was able to become a leadership to take them out. And we have to make note of that from time to time. We have to acknowledge it. And that, of course, is Trump.
I guess I wanted to say, like, I wouldn't start off with that. If you find they're Trump friendly, then you can bring it up. You know what I'm just saying?
I wouldn't bring that up generally speaking, usually on a radio interview or anything like that. But it comes up from time to time in our Monday night meetings, and we make the points and we move on. But yeah,
oh, I don't have a problem with it like that. But I meant if you're meeting people on the street or whatever. It was just an idea because it just was like, because I remember one of my friends going, ah, turn me right off. Regarding some channels, have you ever seen Grindel 61?
Grindel 61, no.
Oh, he's a guy in California, and he goes to the courts, and he tries to do the right thing. So I'll write to him. Now, I wanted, the question is, right now, okay, I'm really concerned about how corrupt the courts are. Extremely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know a lot of people will definitely get behind it if you can show them some kind of, like, through this process, there's an answer, like a fair and reasonable court response to your problems instead of you being on the receiving end of all these fines and fees and punishment and this. I mean, it's right now I'm going to be destroyed because of my government. I don't, what is pursuit of happiness?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, what are you, you have a problem on a federal level or local level?
Oh, well, it was, you know, I worked for the government in the Department of the Navy for 23 and some years, and they decided, well, you know too much, you're not complying, or maybe you tell the truth too much, I don't know, but you're gone because security clearance, overnight like that, lost everything, blah, blah, blah. So I'm trying to recover, whatever. Then I had stupidly got involved with a rental property, and I got ripped off over and over again. Courts were just, like, always going with whoever. One lady got away with $15,000 against me. And then they took that house. But then, magically, the person who sued me for the house...
There's really no magic bullet for any of those things. If you're looking for justice...
What I'm saying
if you're looking for justice, this is the answer. If you're looking for justice...
Right, and I'm saying... Maybe that's a better campaign if you tell people that this is the process where you'll get something.
Well, that's the point. If you're looking
fair
for
and
justice,
reasonable.
If you're looking for justice, work with NLA to accomplish the goals. Because at the end of the tunnel, at the end of the rainbow, whatever you want to call it, then that's where we're going to be at justice, and that's what National Liberty Alliance is pushing for, to take back the courts. We can never take back the courts until the people are in charge. And it was always meant for the people to be in charge. The people just forgot that. And they're derelict of duty themselves. We caused our own problems by running out the play instead of doing a little work. And the same thing on the political realm. We've lost control there because we've given up. We forgot. And we're not doing our duty. We're not taking responsibilities. And that's what National Liberty Alliance is trying to do, is to establish the responsibilities and encourage people to take on their responsibilities local. And here it is. Here is the most important point. Every person that's hearing this conversation right now, okay, every single one of you, and if you understand basically generally what we're talking about and understand the problem, you now have a duty, and you cannot ignore that duty. You need to do whatever you can do. And we're not asking people to become administrators if they got a great job and they don't want to leave it or whatever. That's fine. Don't become an administrator. We're not asking people to run for committee man right now if they really can't. Maybe 5-10 years from now you can. Just think about it. But support the movement. Get behind the movement. Get educated and be prepared to be able to defend yourself in a real court of law and understanding the process and how things work. And that's what our education is about. Okay, teaching your children. We need to, you know, we have a plan that goes on and on and on. You know, after we accomplish the two major goals, which is taking control of the judicial process and taking control of the political process, giving it back to the people in the grassroots, okay? Well, once we're working through that, we're going to work on an education plan to bring the education of a good education on how the process works, a civics course, a constitutional course, a law course, all in grammar school. You know, the children in the 6th, 7th, 8th grade, they should be learning this stuff. Maybe even, well, some stuff even a little earlier than that, you know. But they should be learning this stuff. By the time they get out of 8th grade, they should have enough knowledge at high school. They should have a high school level a good education, high school level at eighth grade, far beyond high school level that they have today, which they these I can't believe the stupidity that goes on in high schools. But in any event, we need to get education movement across the country. Working together, the county administrators for the jury and the county committeemen can come together once a year or occasionally. They can help each other out, and they can work out a plan to educate all of the people in the election districts. We have a plan for that, too, to get them, you know, the people who aren't in school that are just the people, and get them interested, get them to certain meetings maybe once a year to see how the process works. Get them onto our course on National Liberty Alliance to become educated and understand what their duties are as a citizen. Every citizen must participate. And I have no problem using that word citizen. Our founding fathers used it. The New World Order is corrupting it. No, we'll take it back. We'll use it and we'll take it back. Everyone that is a citizen here of the United States, I'll say, even say that. Because look at, if you're a citizen of New York, you are ultimately a citizen of the United States because you have unalienable rights in all 50 states. Okay? You know, when you read the Federalist Papers, and you read the discussion concerning nationalism and what's the other word for that? Nationalism and federalism, okay? Well, that was the big debate. Do we want federalism? Do we want nationalism? Okay? You still have people that think that federalism is better. Not nationalism. That's the world. Is it national? Goodness, I forget the word. But anyway, one's working for the state level in state-controlled government, and the other one's federal-controlled government. And we are the only nation that uphold both. We are both, okay? And I got to go look up the word that I'm looking for. It's not national law. In any event, this is the thing here. We have to learn all these things to empower ourselves. We have to understand our state governments. We have to understand our federal governments and how it works, and get away from all of this robbery of the meaning of words, okay? Because, again, we the people need to take control, and we are citizens. We have a duty as a citizen on your local level to do something, every one of us, something.
May I just add one more thing? Have you ever heard of the Convention of States movement?
No.
It seems like you guys should work hand in hand, like walk together.
If you got some contact with those people or can find someone with contact with those people, introduce them to us and set up a meeting, we'll meet with anyone. That was the other thing. What's that guy, Judicial Watch? We need to get a hold of that guy. Okay? We can work hand in hand with him, hopefully.
Yeah, Fitton. And then there's always that other guy, Freedom Watch guy.
Right. So any of them, any of these groups, as long as we're compatible or we'll work together as close as we can in compatibility.
Yeah, but it's just like that's where my issue's been where, like, I know something needs to be done, but it seems like everybody's got these different – they're all got the same idea that this is what we need to do, but they're all specialized and going off alone where if you just became
united. You see, that's where we need to come together because, look, you take Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch does a lot of exploring and looking into criminal activities within government. So they do a lot of work there. They got a lot of lawyers and different people working. That's what they do. We do very little of that. We're not organized to do that. But what we do is we teach the people. We give them the education. So we should be able to marry each other to some degree.
Right. And then the Convention of States is trying to move to get it so that the states can change the add some amendments like about things about the controlling the Congress and whatnot.
There's only one thing necessary in order to bring the power of the states back so that they become sovereign again. Only one thing. And that is to get rid of the 17th Amendment. You get rid of the 17th Amendment, And then these senators are sent from the legislators of the state to do the will of the state. And those, as long as they're in good behavior, as far as the legislators are concerned and the governor of that state collectively are saying this guy's doing a, or this woman's doing a good job as a, to represent us as a senator, or he's not. If he's not representing the will of the state, then when, then he could be recalled from the state and they get someone else in his place. And that's that. You see, and that would solve all of the problems on the state level. We need to do nothing else. Let the states now exercise their power and authority. You see, because we have a government that's supposed to be exercised by the people through the Congress, okay? And then you have the states that's supposed to exercise their powers and authorities and concerns by the Senate. You know, it is the legislators of a state and the governor of a state that would understand much better, you know, concerning the appointment of judges and the appointment of different individuals. And that's why, you know, in different cabinet positions and things of that nature, you know, in the Justice Department, you know, that's the job of the Senate. That's what the Senate's job is. And therefore, it's the business of the state because they are more involved and understand those things better than the people. The people understand the business of the people. And guess what? With the exception of appointments, okay, with the exception of appointments, the Senate can approve nothing without the people. And with the exception, and again, with the exception of appointments, okay, the state can't do anything without the people, and the people can't do anything without the state because it requires voting of both House to pass any bill. So that's power. That was the way our founding fathers set it up. It is also the job of the Senate or the states to elect the president, okay? And that whole process, you know, and they talked about the populace and, you know, population and the people should do this. And they came up with the idea of the way the process runs right now, where the states ultimately do elect the president, but it's popular vote within the state that gives them, you know, the necessary points in order to become the president. And this president won with, I think it was 38 states or 36 states or something like that, okay? But they claim Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, but she didn't become president. It was the state election. But ultimately, I also heard that the truth of the matter is that Trump had a lot more votes. A lot of them were stolen. So who knows where that's at. But nevertheless, he won. He's
I was up till 3:30 that morning, so I understand.
Yeah. Game's on. So. And there are congressmen out there, morons, who are trying to get rid of the electoral process. They don't understand. This, you know, our founding fathers, go read the Federalist Papers. They debated all this stuff out, and they came up with this structure of power and checks and what's the other word? You know, but anyway, checks and balances and power, okay? And the 16th Amendment and the 17th Amendment and the 14th Amendment destroyed all that. Destroyed it all and set the stage for construction of law to incarcerate the people through statutory processes all in place, ready to have been executed by Hillary Clinton if she would have became president.
Right,
anyway, I got to move on.
Okay, thank you. I understand all that. Thank you again.
Sherrod, did you want to say something?
Yeah, nothing big. Just that she was asking about, you know, successes and look at in our experience, the best successes that we've had or any successes we've had were in those places where the people were active. We had court watchers going to court. We had people running for committeemen, and when there was an issue that was a bigger issue that was in court, and we were calling the judges, and people were showing up in court. We got victories because that, you know, if you organize in your county and everybody's active in a county, look at those judges understand they're political animals. If you're running your committee man and you're running and you're running your paperwork, National Liberty Alliance, and pushing constitutional government, that's the only time they listen when they see a group of people. That's what they fear. They fear only the people more than the party. The party runs everything. We know that. We saw that. But the people that have more power is the people over the party. So if you get a county very well organized and people stick together and they make their phone calls and some of the methods we were using, our court watcher system, we had victories. And that was before we even had the whole plan in place. So that's right. just to let you know that – there is hope when you when a community comes together and they organize and they stick together, you can get results, you know. And we've had some results even in our own cases where we had one on one with the judges and things like that, and they actually ruled for us, which is, you know, today it's almost impossible to get a judge to rule for you when you're going against a big corporate or government entity. They're just I think they're afraid.
If these judges rule wrong, the statistics and there are people watching these statistics and the different types of cases and the wins and the losers and blah, 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 they know who the judges are that's awarding the righteous judgment and going up against the establishment agreeing with the people. And I'm sure they get a visit or a phone call, okay?
Yep.
And it could be as little and as subtle as a call from the county chairman saying, hey, Judge, how you doing? Hey, we got to get together, shoot a little golf or something, or have some coffee because we got some important things to talk about. And they lay the law down on them, you see? We'll remove that.
If you're active in your county, especially in the committee, man, guess what? You just took the wind out of his sails because that county chairman's got a deal with those National Liberty Alliance people that are active in the politics, that are active in the court, the court watchers. He loses his power at that point.
And besides that, the county chairman has the ability, and any committeeman really, but the county chairman or any other committeeman has the ability to send the message to all of the constituents of that judge in that particular neighborhood, you know, whatever the election district is, the subdivision, to let them know this judge is doing the wrong thing. And guess what? We can suggest that, hey, maybe you guys might want to recall him, or he's coming up for election. What do you think about supporting this guy some more? Let's take him and put him out on the wire here. He's still got to come down and talk to the committeeman for support in order to get onto the ballot, and the committeeman can say, hey, what's going on? And it can challenge them and not support that person. So, again, this is how important just the committeeman alone. Again,
right.
And let me tell you, you only need a handful of elected committeemen, you know, five to six elected committeemen in the entire state to take over the state. Now, you got to hope that these people are righteous people doing the right thing and there for the right purpose. We're going to train people for that purpose. But they can appoint all these other people and train them to become elected committeemen and take total control and do it right. And get the righteousness involved, you know. Let's get people who are constitutionalists. And if they're not constitutionalists, let's help them become constitutionalists. You really want to become the mayor? You really want to become that legislator? You really want to become that individual for this position or that position? Go take the course, come back and talk to us. You see? And that's the people taking control. So anyway, let's move on to the next person. I don't want to spend too much more time. I never expected to stay this long, but Ed, VoIP dialer. I'm going to push this along very quickly. So.
Yeah.
One point, I'm going to move to the next, okay?
Hey, hold it a minute. Let me talk.
Hey, go ahead.
Thank you. Jordan Sather, Destroying the Illusion would be a good person for you to have interviews with.
Yes.
Jordan?
Am I coming through?
You're a little noisy, scratchy, but yeah, we know Jordan. I mean, he gets
we'll talk to Jordan.
Good.
We'd love to talk to Jordan.
Definitely a good man.
Absolutely.
I
don't agree with him with the alien stuff, but other than that, he's okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I tried to get on to your lesson, the third program that you, the class or whatever you call them, and I couldn't get on because I can't remember my sign in. But I will get home one of these days soon and get on that.
Yeah,
and get
you
that
know what?
Study
you could do
done.
One of, you could do one of two things. Okay, you can contact the tech. Okay, up on you'll find them up under the blue bar. You'll see tech support, and you could send a note.
And
right in there, I think they cover instructions on how to find your username and or password. But if you really have a problem and you can't get through to anything, you can always drop a note to Jan at National Liberty Alliance. Give him your phone number and your name, and he can look some stuff up, maybe help you or something. But try to tech support first. because you should be able to get some instructions.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
As a matter of fact, that's the first. I just clicked on it. Click on tech support. It's right under sheriffs, right under the blue bar, sheriffs, members. And the very first thing they deal with, so before contacting tech support, read the following first. If you cannot sign in, clearly, and it gives you instructions. Try that first, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, next individual. Again, let's try to make it a little quick because we've got a few people and I do want to shut down. And we'll be back Monday. Daniel from Utah.
Hi, and thank you very much. I think one thing that would be effective in all these meetings is starting out the meeting with a primary principle punchline, like the foundation of creating abundant wealth, abundant and stable wealth, is natural common law rights, and that gives a clear, effective focus for every individual in every meeting to focus on the primary principle that's going to change our nation to rule of law and abundant wealth.
Right.
Another thing is nationalism should not mean any branch of government is above the natural common law rights of the people.
Okay. Say that again.
Nationalism should not mean that any branch of the government is above the common law rights of the people.
Oh, of course. Yes, you're right.
And so I like the word nationalism because it refers to the people.
Well, you see, but we got to be careful because our nationalism is different than a Nazi nationalism or a communist nationalism or any of the European country nationalism or even
Amen.
England's nationalism. You see, nationalism is in support of the structure of the government you're within. And England alone, for instance, the way their system is set up with the parliament is kind of strange. And then there's that group that really, the one group that supports the elitist and then the other group that supports the people. And their structure is weird. You see, ours is supposed to have been set up where they damaged it. We got to fix it. One group that goes to Washington is to represent the states and the other group that goes to Washington is to represent the people. But in one accord, both the states and the people agree with the Constitution of what we the people ordained and established, placing the law down. So being a people of law, if you're for nationalism in the United States, for what truly America is, that's a constitutionalist, ultimately, is what it is. No matter how, it boils right down to being we the people.
Yeah, national is an old biblical word. I don't know where federal word comes from, the word federalism. I don't know where that word originates.
Federalism is really focusing in on the federal government, okay?
I like to use old language if it's effective.
Mm-hmm. Well, again,
change the meaning of words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to look for the other word that is in opposition that brings us, you got to focus on the people of the states and you got to focus on the federal level. You know, you want the states to have rights, but then you have to have a federal government in order to organize to become a more perfect union.
There's a confederation of the states. It's called the Confederation of the States.
That would be the Federalist also, the Confederate. And as a matter of fact, that is the actual language that's used in the Federalist Papers, okay? And it talks about difference between the two, okay? You have the Confederate, which is the power and the authority for the federal government. And the conclusion in the debate, I believe it was Madison was making this point, and the conclusion in that particular, he spoke a couple of papers in a row concerning this issue, and the conclusion was that we were both, not one is stronger than the other, nor can it be. And then they got into the discussion, okay, and I'm writing a paper on this now, pulling notes together to write a paper on this. The conclusion of the whole conversation really led to representation and the power and the authority of the states being sovereign and having control over that federal government, and the people being sovereign and having the power and the control over that federal government. And therefore, we became both, you know, and also at the same time, the federal government being recognized, the federal government recognizing the states and the power and the authority in the 10th Amendment. Anything we didn't give the power of the federal government to is left up to the states. Okay.
So the nation is a national confederation.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I want to go back and, you know, maybe I'll talk some more on this on Monday if I remember, but I'm definitely going to go back and review my notes on this because I've been taking notes on this stuff. And I'm not really well educated yet because I'm trying to work. I was going back for the sole purpose to show the balance of power and what our founding fathers had to say about this balance of power, because the 17th Amendment destroyed it, and so did the 16th and the 14th. And we just wrote a paper, which we're getting ready to file. It's only a two-pager, and really it's a paper of information to the Senate. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about that on Monday. And it talks about this this nuclear voting BS that they got going, where they require three-fifths of the Senate in order to pass a bill, okay, and or to pass anything. And with the exception of they have left it alone for as far as passing, as getting people appointed, okay? But I think the 60 vote in some of the appointments is being used. But maybe it's just the judiciary committee that only allows that. It's a full 50, you know, majority rule vote, okay? And okay. So we just wrote a paper on that concerning what authority and what powers we the people gave the Senate concerning votes and making rules, and how this particular rule is unconstitutional, and it also affects and negates law. They don't have the power to write a rule that changes law. Okay, that's not possible. And
right.
So that's the paper. What the paper is about. It's a very short paper. Originally, I was going to do the whole thing on the 17th Amendment, but then I felt that it was too much. You know, we'll just focus in on one problem, and then we'll focus in on that other problem at another time.
So what do you think about a powerful punchline that keeps people focused on the primary goal of the alliance, such as natural common law rights, the foundation of stable and abundant wealth?
I'm sorry, say this again?
A powerful punchline that keeps the people focused on the primary goal of the alliance, such as natural common law rights, the foundation of stable and abundant wealth.
Okay, so what is a point, some of the major bullet points to be made concerning, you're talking about National Liberty Alliance, right?
Yes. Just
some of the bullet
easy
points.
Easy for people to
you
focus
know,
on to keep
point.
Them focused.
Yeah, I'm going to make up some bullet points, and the bullet points is part of the conversations I usually try to focus in on when I'm being interviewed and trying to describe what it is we're doing and how it is we're empowering the people. And it focuses mostly in on the administrative process, the administrators that we're building up across the nation, four people in each county, controlled by the people, but supported by the government funding. And then on the other side of that, the political side of thing with the committee man. And those are the two points that we really need to be making, that people need to take consent of their government by controlling the juries and controlling the political process through the committee man. And if the people can do those two things, we have taken 100, not 99, not 99.99. We have taken 100% control of our country. We now can control our future. We the people, you know, that's why Franklin and others said, I think it was Franklin and others said, that this government is only for a morally minded people. It can serve no other. So we have to be morally minded. We have to be just. We have to have the law of God written in our hearts. And in Christian, you know, teachings, you know, we have that. That's why we have that. Look, you will never find in America You know what happened to Gaddafi and how they dealt with him in the streets? You would never find that in the streets of America, unless they were illegal aliens that came in and did that to someone. You would never, you know, that it's just unthinkable, some of the things that these people have done. And that's so inhumane. It's so ungodly. It's so horrific. And these people claim to be religious. They claim to have God. And they, you know, wow, weird. But in any event, I'm just going off point here.
So anyway, I think to start each meeting with a powerful punchline that keeps everyone focused on the primary goal would be an excellent way to help.
Yeah, I'll try. I do try to start the Monday night meetings with some kind of a subject matter thing, and you know, and I kind of go off the cuff with it. So often I don't have a plan, and then next thing I know, I'm speaking on something. So I do try to teach something and make a point. And of course,
I think if we have one that applies to every meeting to keep people focused on the goal that all of it's about, I think would be effective.
Well, maybe you can write some ideas up and give it to Jan, and then we can brainstorm them some more. You know,
okay.
And
the one I just stated, I think, would be a good one about putting,
okay,
you know, the foundation of wealth, natural common law rights, and that is like the primary goal that we're all working to achieve, establish.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on. We still have a few more people in the queue, so I want to try to move quick if I can. What we say that? 518-280. Upstate New York here. 280.
Hello, this is Margie from North Carolina.
Oh, wrong person got opened up. But okay, you got it. Go ahead, Margie.
Yes. Hey there, hey. Yes, you're right. What we really need to focus on, I want to be a... My goal is a common law grand jury administrator.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm almost through with the civics course. I've already taken the Constitution course. And I've seen that in each county, you know, that list, we need to go through that whole list in the United States, each county, and see who really wants to do this, you know, update it. Because a lot of people have fallen out, you know.
Yeah, we had, and that's what we're trying to do. You know, we did have every single state. We had one person in every state that carried the seal for the state and opened up a mailbox and put up together a letterhead, although they were, you know, left to be, inactive until the time comes that we want to activate them. But by establishing, actually holding a seal and an address and a contact name, that really made the point so that when we started to file papers, you know, we're able to boast that idea. We're not just a couple of people out of New York, upstate New York or something. You know, we are the people across this nation. And of course, we had state coordinators. We had county organizers and so on. But again, to try to keep everyone, you know, active and moving, the best way to have done that was to open up meetings. The problem is now, who wants to, I don't want to be like the Gestapo controlling the subject matter of the meetings, but to some degree we have to. They have to stay on point with what National Liberty Alliance is teaching. And what happened was a lot of people went off point to different places, and that became... That created activity in the beginning, and it worked well for a little while, but then it created another problem, you know, and people were not getting the information. They were complaining because they go to their state meetings and they were hearing all this stuff that they weren't interested in. I want to talk about what's going on with National Liberty Alliance and what we can do and how we can operate things and take control and so on and so forth. And so it's difficult to do on that level, and that's why, you know, the best thing we can do is organize and get people active in educating themselves and preparing themselves to take the grassroots control in both of these positions. And we had that gentleman on a little earlier who was talking about contacting people in the county. And that's the best way people can really get together and become active, is get active in your county, even if it's only two people and eventually three and four and so on. And you know, you got something in common. You got local situations you can focus in and talk about, and that's where, and you're preparing a relationship for what's coming up eventually, which is the administrations for the jury on the one side and the committeemen on the other side. And so now you have an established leadership already working that and an organization working that, someone to guide the other people who are coming in on the grassroots level to an education and working into the process and so on and so on and so on. So I think that's the best way for us to go at this point.
Well, but how I don't really understand how you do that. Will they really listen to what we have to say? You mean contact a...
Well, look at if you're gonna bring
contact somebody
knowledge,
at the county.
Knowledge is power. If you're gonna bring knowledge to people, you're empowering them, and they'll see that. Okay. So if you have two or three people, okay, who want to get together on a county level, sharing the same thing, sharing the ideas and points of National Liberty Alliance, because that's who they are, that's where they come from, and growing from that. Okay. That's the perfect thing. And when we, and if you establish something going on and you say, hey, we got something established, we can probably set something up when a new person signs up in your county, okay? We can send the leadership the name and number of that person. They can make contact and invite them to the meetings, okay? And they can talk about their local problems and situations because that's grassroots business. They could talk about all the things, the grassroots business that they want, but they also can educate the people that are talking about the grassroots business on how to be empowered on in the political realm or the judicial realm to take back our courts and take back our political structure and process. And that is what people do want to hear. And then they can be invited also to the Monday night meeting for the further and higher education of those things and information on the national level and so on and so forth.
Right, but like I say, how do you do it? Do you have to go to, I don't have anybody else. It's just me. I'm almost through with the course. Now there's other people that have completed the Constitution in the civics course because I looked in the, I looked at in the records. But then, what I'd like to do, I guess, is contact them just to see if they're still interested because you said you need four people.
The course, you mean?
Yes, the people have already completed National
right.
Liberty
well,
Alliance. They completed the civics course and the Constitution course. And
right.
I can try to call them and all. I think that's the best way. Everybody needs
absolutely.
To do an equal county to
if
see.
If those are the people that you'd like to contact and talk with, absolutely. And you should try to find one other person to partnership if you want. Okay, on the phones with, so that two people call one person, and try to make at least five calls a week. But get your information to Jan. That's the category you're interested in, is the course, contacting people taking the course, and give Jan your name, your phone number, what else did he need? Your name, the phone number. The title of what you're interested in calling the people. Was there anything else, Jan? Do you remember? I think those are the only three pieces of information
you
need.
To start with.
Yeah.
No, there was a fourth
one.
Category.
Name, phone number, category.
State.
Right. State and category. And then, we're going to be chewing through this. Jan will work with Ron and Will, and who have all the statistics of all of the people in National Liberty Alliance, and they're listed out by different groups, and then they can start allotting and handing out the numbers, the information. And again, if you want to anybody who wants to contact people in their own county, by all means, send a message to Jan. And make that the topic also. I'd like to talk to people, hopefully you're going to make the calls also, but you also want to get contact with people in your county, and we'll get it to you.
Yes, that have completed the civics course and the Constitution course. And just see, some people started the civics course and back in 2016, 2017, 2018. And these are all the people on all this list that we need to update and see if they're still interested. I think that's where,
well, great.
you know, we all need to start with.
I agree. So, okay, just let Jan know, and those are the list of the people that we'll make contact, help give you for contacting.
Okay.
And again, you know,
sometimes
even if it's only...
Might get an... Go ahead.
Even if you can only commit to 2 people a week, that's fine, you know. Everybody needs to commit to something to help out. We need a helping hand. 1 person or 5 people can't do all this. We need hundreds of people working. And once you bring these people in, they become more bodies, more people to work, to make more calls, to get more organized. So we need to really get a strong grassroots movement here.
Yeah, and the goal is to take these courses because, you know, knowledge is power and education, and then, you know, they need to step up to the plate. Like I said, we do have a duty, like you said, to, you know, but we need to do it at the county levels, you know, like my county. You know, the people that have taken the Constitution course, the civics course, I need to contact them, but then I might have a wrong phone number. But if they're not around anymore, well, at least I tried, you know.
All right. Well, look, we'll work with you to do whatever you want to focus, and we'll make contact with you once you send the information in, and you know, someone could make contact with you by email and or by phone and so on. So. Okay, but we should move on to the next caller because it's getting late and we still have people. Thank you.
One other thing, John. In this course, see, then I'll say to them, well, we have a new course coming. We have a new course, you know, and it's the Governed by Consent course, and that would be a good course to take. We've already taken the Constitution and the Civics course. Do you still want people to take the Civics course? Is that by itself?
Well, the two courses,
common law grand jury administrator.
Yeah, we want people to take the civics course, which is a free course, and then we want government by consent course, which covers the Constitution. So, the constitutional course that we had put up was put together quickly. It's not a really in-depth course, but it's a general introduction course, and there are a couple errors in there, and that is being corrected in the new course that we've got. And but this course that we're having is the course. This is the course that everyone should take, which is Government by Consent, which gives people complete knowledge of their government structure and how things work and law.
Now,
so
will they be a common law grand jury administrator? Will that all be
If you're going to be a jury administrator, you must.
Yeah, that's
take
my
that
goal.
Course. That's an absolute requirement to take those two courses, the civics course and the consent by government course, consent of government.
Okay.
Let me move to the next caller. Thank you. Next caller is someone upstate, 518-280.
Hey, gents, this is Jeff Gall. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. Hey, John, I just wanted to say just real quickly, just kind of a request. You gave, a nice quick or short overview that all of us on the call I know understand and completely enough. But I guess what I would like you to do, and maybe even form a committee to put some real, intelligent heads together, is to have something a little bit more convincing to people as to why they would want to now jump on board with us, explaining to them not only what our objective is, but what caused us to to have that objective and why we feel it's important.
Right.
That's it. I mean, I just think it's about marketing. It's all about, and people like to feel as though they're having some effect, and so.
Right.
So instead of preaching to the choir, I think we just want to have something that we, create something that is going to entice people that maybe never even thought of it before.
Yeah, well, maybe I could put something down in a bullet point, and then maybe some of these bullet points expand a little on them, but I'll try to do something in a bullet point, something short, I guess is what you're thinking, and get to the point quickly.
It's always got to be short, but it's got to be something, and I hate the word sexy enough, something that's going to, that's going to make them feel, I want to be part of that. All of us want to be part of it based on what we know already, but I guess one of my points is that, you know, I think we want to attract people that haven't necessarily thought about it. So we want to give them enough information, you know, explaining, you know, really who we are and what our objective is.
Okay.
And I, you know, I mean, I'd love to be on a committee. I don't know if, you know, I don't know if you want to do it yourself, but I mean,
well,
to
no.
me, three,
well,
four,
you know,
five heads
I can
together.
Start, what I can do, let's do it this way. Let's try to form a committee. We'll call for it on Monday, and we'll give you your contact information and get the committee going. I will create a bullet point list of what I'm thinking, throw
yep.
it out to you, and
cool.
go to work.
Awesome.
You know?
Thank you. That's
okay.
all I wanted to say.
Right.
I know it's late.
Jen,
thanks, folks. Appreciate
sure.
it.
Jan, make sure we make make sure Jan has your. I'm sure Jan's got your contact information.
Yeah, yeah.
The
he
number
does.
You're calling, the
yeah,
518
I know
number
who
out.
Is,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Forget
yeah.
this number.
Okay.
This is just an extra line I have at home. But
well, we'll need,
you got,
we'll need some kind of a contact for you. You know, either,
I'll send
you know,
Jan my phone number right now. My cell
okay.
number.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right.
And then
right,
we'll
cool.
announce it that you're starting a committee for this purpose.
Yeah.
And you know, when you send them your number. Send us a line or two to define the committee, and then we may expound on that a little bit. And,
sure.
and then I'll get to you a list of things that I'm thinking, and then you can take the committee and work with this to formulate to some point. And,
awesome.
And like you say, keeping it short and focused.
Absolutely. Perfect. Thank
okay.
you, John. I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Good.
Thanks
Thank
a lot. Have
you,
a good
Jim.
Night. You're welcome.
You
take
too.
Care. Yep, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, next person, 661 area code. You've been opened up.
Hey, John, can you hear me? This is Chris out
yep.
in California.
How you doing,
okay.
Chris?
Good, good. Listen, I've just been a couple of maybe 2, 3, 4 weeks, gone through most of the finished off Constitution course, from two-thirds of the way through the civics course, whatever else. I'm a simple guy, okay? Did a lot of civic studies back when I was young. I'm in my early 60s. And basically, and please don't take this wrong, but...
Uh-huh.
This site, the gold on the site and everything is, number one, magnificent. Number two, it's the most disorganized thing I've ever seen in my life from having been on a couple of these calls. I
okay.
look on this with the state coordinators and the county coordinators, and it's like for the United States with 50 states, you've got coordinators, like two coordinators for every state. Well,
yeah,
there's
was,
this one guy,
right.
Terry. That's listed on 42 of the 50 states as a secondary type of a contact. My county of Kern, which has over 1 million people and is a red county out here, we're not even listed in your county list with the county of mm-hmm. Kern, K-E-R-N, and it's been here like forever. Number two, they're listing a county of Jefferson. Jefferson is the pretend state that they want to split.
Well,
California
can you work with us? Can you work with us to help us correct those problems?
Well, I'm more than happy to, but, I mean, I sent an email to Jan 2 days ago. I left him a voicemail 2 days ago.
Jan's
me,
been traveling. He just got,
everything.
Yeah, Jan's been
okay.
traveling. He just got home today. And, matter of fact, we were going to have this meeting on Tuesday, but he'd be on the road on Tuesday. So, but
our state grand jury address, I don't know why, we've got, you know, the state grand jury address is listed on Callaway in Bakersfield. It's a pack and ship store. I mean, so
uh-huh.
how does this really end up by giving the credibility? And
well,
everything
you know, look, at here's one of the things. Here's one of the things. When we were putting this together, a lot of people had fear. And that's why a lot of people set up, you know, addresses through a shipping place, which has really got the P.O. boxes. They go down to the post office and get a P.O. box, too. And some people have done that also. But that's what we told people to do anyway, was to get a P.O. box, whether it's a private P.O. box, you know, in a shipping store, or if it's a P.O. box in a post office. But the key thing was to have an address. And so that's what we had done. Now, I don't know how active a lot of that stuff is, and you know, people, you know, kind of fall away and, you know, if you don't keep massaging them in some way or another, stimulating them, they get bored and leave. You know, we got to stimulate ourselves by through an education. That's what would energize us is our education. And,
well, the education, that's phenomenal. I mean, the education course things there are phenomenal. It's everything else. I mean, the coordinators,
right.
when you can't
well,
reach.
Well, any way that you can help us, get a hold, you know, send a note to Jan that, Or you, Jan, did you get his message? What's your first name? You're out of California?
Yeah, it's Chris Morgan. Yeah, I sent
Chris, Jan, did you get something from Chris?
I've still got about 200 emails to go through yet. He's probably in the list.
Okay, so keep a note on Chris out of California. He's a 661 number, you know. And make he'll make contact with you. And if you want to work with us to help us organize anything, we're all up to that, let me tell you.
No, I mean, I've got nothing but contacts in the county because I've been a notary public here. Even though I've been retired since 2005, I'm a notary public that goes around to everybody. I get in every office there is because I'm considered for the state of California, I'm a public servant taking care of notarizations on legal documents. So it's I couldn't believe that we weren't even listed as a county.
Well, it is strange, you know, but you remember this, well, like you say, you've been around for a while. It's not like you're new. We do know counties come and go, and the numbers change a little bit. The last count that I've actually done was 3,133. I think now we're 3,132, and maybe we lost one. Maybe it's your county. Somehow we missed it. And we took the list of counties. There are databases where we got the list of all counties. We didn't go search out and print in every county. We took them off of a database.
Because the county's been here for over 100 years.
Yeah, that's weird. I agree. We'll get it in there. Our tech will get it in there. And let's talk with Jan, see exactly what's going on, and then maybe I'll get together with you, with Jan, on a meeting, and maybe Gerardo or others will have come into that particular meeting to discuss what it is you're thinking. But first, work it out with Jan and get sort of an idea and a plan, and then we'll have a meeting with some of the other leadership and then see, you know, what we can do and how you can help us and fix some of these things.
No, that's fine. Like I said, it's not a criticism. You definitely got your hands full. This isn't something that just one people. This is something that could take 10,000 people to end up by pulling this off nationally. So, you know, don't kill yourself. But I just wanted to give you my observations, and I'm more than willing to do whatever it takes from this end. I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I'll just wait to meet you.
Hey, appreciate it.
Or you or whatever.
Thank you, Chris. Yeah, Jan will get through to you in the next couple of days. He just got back, so he's got a lot to catch up on. So,
have a good one.
Thank you. You too. We got two.
One comment, John. If he's talking about the list of county organizers, we only have them listed for counties that have organizers, and Kern is not one that does.
So if the county is not have an organizer, it doesn't show up?
Right.
Oh,
because
okay.
This is a master list of county organizers.
We'll check the database to make sure that that county is in there. Carl should be able to do that quite quickly, and maybe I can do that. I'll take a look. But let's see what happens. But mainly, meet with them.
I didn't mean to make one other point. The other guy that wanted you to start your meetings off with some type of focus for what the meeting was going to be, I think.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, you got to start off every single one of the call meetings with a short prayer, because we're not going to pull this off ourselves. If we don't have God behind us, it ain't going to happen. You know, at the original,
we do.
These guys sat there for 2 hours before they started discussing what they were going to do for the Constitution.
Well, look, we do agree with you 100%. It's a good idea. The problem would start, because believe me, we gave a lot of thought to this, okay? The problem starting off with prayer could be problematic, and especially if you pass it to someone, and then all of a sudden someone says something that, I don't know about that, it becomes very dangerous. So what we did instead is we have Bible reading in the very beginning, God's Word.
I don't know.
We read a half a chapter, 10 verses, something.
Okay. Everything I ever read about the founding of this country was based on Christian principles, and all the founders ended by praying before they did stuff, and 26 of the 54 original signers all had Bible and seminary degrees. How are you going to hurt feelings?
I absolutely agree with that.
Yeah.
Chris, I absolutely agree with that. There are certain problems. We've done certain things, and, I used to teach Bible study on the internet to lots of people. We've done it, and we had a lot of our stuff translated in different languages. And we did this for many, many years. And But when we discovered when we opened the room up to prayer, it became problematic. And so we had to stick with, okay, only the teachers could come out and say a prayer, because we knew where they were in sound doctrine. And, there's a lot
that's
of strange
what I was
doctrine
talking about.
There.
I was totally talking about only having the leader of the meeting and right. the, like just starting off with a short
prayer.
So
we've done two things here, and maybe we could do more, but we've done two things, and it's something you could think about and bring it to Jan when you talk with him, and we can bring it up for dialogue. This is what we've done so far. We start every Monday meeting, always starts with a Bible reading. You know, we do a little introduction, a timestamp, and then right into a Bible reading. And and then we open the program up and go forward. I felt most comfortable with that. The other thing we've done is we do have – do we still have the prayer meeting going, Jan? Is Gary running that?
No.
Why?
Gary has dropped out, as you well know, about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, but he was still active with prayer, and he said he'd reactivate as soon, you know, at another time. I'll tell you what, let you and me call him.
Lori from Colorado was running it. She resigned the other day. She's 82, and she's getting her house in order, so she's no longer with us. She was running it all the time.
Okay, let's get a hold of Gary this week. I'd like to talk with him. It's been a while. If not this week, over the weekend or something, but you and I need to get together and try to contact him and try to reactivate him, because he's got some good qualities that he really could help us with. So, but okay, we'll see what we'll do about that. We were having a prayer meeting once a week that Gary was running and Lori was running, but we'll see what we could do about reactivating that. The thing is we have to be careful on who would run that program. We can't get lost in unsound doctrines. And it's hard, you know, to work that out. I like to stay to the purity of reading the Bible. That's what we do on Monday night.
Yeah.
And so, okay. Thanks a lot, Chris.
One last comment, John. I just checked, and there are, I guess it's 13 members from Kern County, but they do not show up because they're just members. They're not in a leadership position.
Okay. So, Chris, if you want the names and phone numbers of those people in your county, we'll send them to you. And if someone presses the button to become the county county organizer, then that county will show up.
Organize him.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
Chris?
Just have Jan call me.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Good day. Okay, two more callers, and I get to go to bed after that. We have a VoIP caller.
John. It's
Hey, Don Will.
Yeah, I'd like to make a couple comments. First of all, that convention of states I'm a little concerned about, because I think our main problem is we've never held them to the Constitution. I think if we did that...
Yeah, but a dialogue wouldn't hurt, and maybe we can help correct some of their problems if they have any. Maybe they'll find we have problems, help us correct ours. So we'll do a dialogue with them. I'll talk to anyone.
Well, I agree with that, but I'm a little concerned about them.
Yeah, I know. Look, if there's wacky kind of things happening that we really have a problem with, we'll have to keep our distance. Maybe we can work in a certain way. Maybe we can't. I don't know. But we'll have to just pray on that and see once how we can work together and help each other. And really, you know, to help the people ultimately. You know, our point is to empower the people. You know, the big question is that what they're doing? Are they interested in empowering the people and whatever it is that they're doing? I don't know. But we'll have to look into it and see what they're all about. Okay.
All right. Well, I'd like to stress a little urgency on what we're talking about tonight. We need a lot of help. Yeah, we need knowledge, but we also need people to take action.
Right.
And we're lacking a lot of action.
We need people to make at least 5 calls a week, right?
That's right. And
5 contacts.
Right. And it's not a big deal, but we've got enough members that would make a huge difference. So that's very important. But I'd like to go back to what Trump stated to make it very clear what his goal is. He said, our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. That's his words. Now, if he does that, and that's his goal, he's got a lot of opposition, but if that's his goal, are we going to be prepared, as Gerard said earlier, to have the people that stand up and take back their communities where we've had successes? And you can take back every community, I'm convinced, if you have a few people that are educated and take action and organize the community and be very effective. Now, in the interest of time, I mean, this is not only for us, it's for our children, grandchildren, those yet to be born. We don't have a lot of time as I read it today. In fact, I was on the Department of Defense website today, and it says, Military Commission's media invitation announced for United States versus Khalid Sheikh Mohammed et al. And they're arranging military chartered aircraft for travel from Joint Base Andrews to National Station Guantanamo Bay. Now, his executive order took effect on the first of this year. Okay, this will be the first announced military trial. I'm sure it's in preparation of others. They've also upgraded Guantanamo Bay. They've increased the size of the piers so they could dock these big
prison boats. Yeah,
prison boxes. And so,
well, I wouldn't want to be on one of those things during a hurricane, but go ahead.
Right. But anyway, that's a good indication that this executive order is going into effect. Now, we all know there's been many pedophiles and many people that we don't hear from anymore that are probably over there also. And so the time is really critical right now. And we need action, we need activating people, and we need to make calls, okay? So, and other indications are the King of Malaysia stepped down, okay? Very unusual thing. The head of the World Bank is stepping down. And Trump has his fingers in that because one of the people that will probably be appointed has been involved with Trump before. Okay, he also has the appointment of five people on the Federal Reserve Board yet, including the plus the one he already appointed. It's
and
a seven-man.
He's going to have another judge coming up, it looks like.
That's true. And so a lot of things are working in the direction that it appears that things are going to come down. And if it does, will we be prepared? And the only way we can is if everyone on this call gets involved and volunteers to do something. And we've had some of that tonight. But we need more. And I would encourage everyone on this call that would be willing to make five calls a week. I mean, that's really not much. But in any case, to either email Jan and say you'd like to help, or you could email myself at will@nationallibertyalliance.org or jan@nationallibertyalliance.org. Now, he's very busy, and so am I, but I can handle that if you'd like to send it to Will, that's will@nationallibertyalliance.org. And we need to get that activity going. So those are the comments I wanted to make. We don't have the luxury of time. This is for everything. Either we live in freedom or slavery. And essentially we're living in somewhat of slavery already, but nothing like it will be. And it's also a worldwide event, and we have to have patience because, as you mentioned earlier tonight, any little thing can throw a wrench into the timeline. And so I'm encouraging everyone, take a stand, defend your family, and get involved with us. We do have a plan, and Trump has access to that plan, and I would venture to say that it will be utilized in some of these trials. And so let's get going. Let's get active, and let's activate others. With that, I'll yield.
Okay. Thank you very much, Will. Hey, Will, cut and paste that Trump quote and throw it into my Skype when you get a chance, okay?
I will do
that. You know, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that quote, put it on the beginning of the front page of our website, and maybe write a paragraph or two, which will be helpful to, you know, let people know what exactly it is we're doing. You know, and the primary thing is education, okay? But they need to understand why they need to be educated. So, you know, again, I need to write a couple paragraphs. Right.
And they have to be booted in the rear end. Let's get action.
Yep.
You know,
I agree with
you
that.
Can know everything, but if you never apply it, it's useless.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay. Take our last caller here, which is Montana Dan. Dan, go right ahead.
Thank you, John. And thanks for the course. I'm starting in the fourth chapter. It's looking really good, so thank you.
Appreciate it.
Question is that welcome tab, Freedom Foundation? No, that's not the name. Well, it was kind of an introductory thing, kind of before
the new members page or Read First or NLA plan?
Yeah, the new members, and then there was a course or a kind of an overview was going to get started. Is that still in the works? Or I think Gary was working on that.
I'm sorry, is what still in the works?
It was the Freedom Foundation page or foundation study or
something
like that.
Yeah, they worked on a few pages. I don't know. Jan, can you find Will or Ron and unmute them and let them explain? They were working on a few pages. We did post a few pages. Carl could have posted some pages for him or maybe even Jan. I don't know. But,
yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead. Can you respond to that question?
Yes. We're working on that. We can use help on that also. It will be, I think, a study that will be useful for kindergarten through retirement, of interest to them. I think it will also help activate people to give them that basic understanding of what freedom is, what liberty is, and what we're trying to accomplish. And I think that should... There's a lot of videos in it, excellent videos, that if that doesn't activate them and want them to learn more and get active, I think they're dead wood. So, that's still, it is up on the site right now. It's not in its final form at all. And hopefully we can have something up there in the next week or so. So.
Okay. Is there kind of a page that points to it, or I haven't found that yet.
Yeah, if you go to, let me pull it up.
Is it
here.
The new members page under Welcome?
Yeah, it's under the Welcome Committee. If you go to Members and go down to the Welcome Committee, and on the slide out on the right, you'll see Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Okay. Yeah, but I think okay. Also another way to find that, I think, was coming through
under the Welcome,
and new members page.
Yes.
Take a look at that to see if you recognize that as a lead-in page. Yeah, then it comes down and starts with Part 1, NLA Mission.
Right.
And that looks like what you got down there under that. So.
Right.
Okay. I guess I hadn't heard. I hadn't heard it talked about, so I didn't know if it was going to be used or not.
Yeah, so you can get access to it. He's got Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4, Part 5, and Part 6. So there are 6 different pages, you know, one after another that you can run through. But there's a lead-in page under the Welcome tab that says New Members, and if you read that one first page, it leads right into Part 1, NLA Mission. That's the easiest way to find.
Is that where we should kind of point the people?
I think that's where. Well, no, I'd rather people to come in on the front page, read through our front page, because there's a lot of stuff on the front page, and if people really exhaust our front page, you know, read through it, listen to the videos or the audios. I think we all videos on that. Listen to the videos. At the end of the, when they come to the end of that page, they will understand a lot of what we're doing, and really make it, be able to make a good educated decision on whether they'd like to work with us or not. But I'm going to add something on the front of that page, which I'm going to put that Trump quote that Will, spoke out before, and I'm going to put a couple more paragraphs underneath that, and then lead back into the rest of the stuff. Now, at the end of that page, Will, maybe we should put a link to read this first over to the new member page.
Yeah, we'll look at that again. Like I say, we're making some revisions, and yeah. I'm not exactly sure the best way to approach that, but we'll come up with that eventually. But they can access it either through the welcome or the members tab.
Okay. All right.
And, one more question, if I could.
Yeah.
And maybe we could do it Monday, but. Are we still using the Committee of Safety Handbook, or does that need to be?
Well, look, the Committee of Safety Handbook is good for people who want to get involved with that right now. It's pre-committee men, and we're not ready to lead people to committee men. But if people do want to get a Committee of Safety going and get two or three people together, and then eventually four or five, then they'll be building their grassroots movement ready and prepared to move right into the committee man process. So, yeah, and again, you can be part of that and not necessarily become a committee man if you don't have the time for that yet. But again, committee men do not do anything during the day except for the day of the election. They'll have to take off work for that, whether it be the primary or the general election. They should be at the polling within their election district observing. So that's the only 2 days that they would have to, do something during the day. Now, everything else is done in the evenings. Usually they come together and meet about 7:30, and the meetings don't go longer than 2 hours. Most of those meetings would be during the period of time when people are trying to get onto the ballot and they're coming to see the committee men to be interviewed. So, and that's an exciting idea to be able to come out on a Monday night or Tuesday night or a Thursday night, whatever night the your county's committee, you guys set it up, okay, to be able to come out and look face-to-face or into the eye of the people that want to be your representative on whatever level it is, whether it's in the village, town, county, city, state, or federal level. You get to look them right in the face and ask them questions and quiz them on the Constitution. But you can't quiz them on the Constitution if you don't know the Constitution. And you'll find that none of them will know the Constitution, and that's okay. Go to this page and exhaust this particular course and come back in a couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you some more again. And that's power, and that's what we need to be doing. People can come together as committees of safety and morph into the committee men, just like they did in the beginning of our nation. In George Washington's day, they all were members of the committee, and they all morphed into, well, not all of them, but most of them morphed into the committee men. Some of them became our leaders. George Washington and Jefferson and so on. They became legislators and presidents and so on, governors. So. All right.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thanks for your work.
Thanks, Dan. Okay. Appreciate it. Okay. That brings us to the end of the Q&A there. I'm sorry it took so long, but quite a few people stuck in. Appreciate that. And, of course, this. I guess we will post this audio. I think it might be beneficial. Jan, do we have a special place, or do we just put it under the Monday night meeting, tonight's meeting?
Well, that's a good question. I hadn't thought about where to put it.
Okay, well, if we go to the welcoming page, maybe there'll be a page. Maybe we could put up top special meetings or something like that, and put a list.
Okay, under the welcome committee.
Let me get to where, goodness, what happened? No, the weekly call, you go to the weekly call, and you have the Monday night recordings, okay? Well, you know what? Put it in with the Monday night recordings, and when you give a date, just put in a special meeting in parentheses or something next to the date, okay? And then people will understand that. Okay?
Okay?
All right, let me shut down the recording. Appreciate everyone coming. Thanks, and Lord willing, we'll see you all on Monday. But let's get active, get your information to Jan, and let's get going and do the things we got to do. We have a lot of preparation work to do. So have a good night. Thank you.